in the studio. It's restaurant week, you know. It's still restaurant week through this weekend. And Chef Brian Anderson from Bistro 29 is here. Chef Brian, good to have you.
Hi, thanks for having me here.
Yeah, glad to have you here. And restaurant week continues. And tell us about Bistro 29. What have you seen happen over the last several days of restaurant week?
Well, Bistro 29's been taking part of restaurant week for the last, what has it been, 9 years,
I think,
that they've been doing it. And every year we see a push in business at Restaurant Week and constantly getting busier and busier every year. This year we've probably taken on 50% more customers for lunch.
Wow.
And about, I'd say, 30 to 40% more at dinner.
That's pretty substantial. And obviously, this is a time when restaurants could use a little shot in the arm.
Oh, for sure. They pick a great time of the year.
Yeah, no kidding.
We usually, you know, start to teeter off a little bit and then come back around spring. For us, summer does tend to be a hard time as well.
Really?
Yeah, you know.
That surprises
me. Fair comes
me.
Around. People go on vacation. We're in downtown Santa Rosa. So
you mean they're eating
go.
Funnel cakes, Brian, instead of coming to Bistro
29?
That's
exactly.
Amazing to me.
I know it amazes us as well because we think, okay, well, it's not the same demographic.
Yeah.
But, you know, people go to the horse races. They go with their families to the fair and that kind of a thing.
They're they're otherwise engaged, I guess.
Yeah, right? And so I think it would be nice if the city or the county did a restaurant week again in the summertime. And
you know, that's not a bad idea at all. I mean, twice a year, that's not too much for this sort of thing. This year, there has been an extension of restaurant week to include two weekends. So that's got to be a helper, too.
That was great for us. We're closed on Sundays and Mondays, so it gave us an extra 2 days push on that, and it also gave us kind of a little time to get some something rolling, because you know it's a different menu. It's a lot of people coming in. You have to see who's buying what. And
yeah, if you're new to the county or you don't know about Restaurant Week for some reason, there are fixed prices both for lunch and for dinner at I don't know how many restaurants are involved.
Geez, I think there's 120 or something like
there
that.
There are a lot of them, all kinds of different foods. So it's 15 or $20 for lunch.
No, it's 10 or 15 for lunch.
And then
it's $19.29 or $39
for dinner. Are you seeing a lot of new faces at your restaurant?
Yeah, you know, we opened a little over a year ago for lunch, and it was hard to get the customers coming in. You know, we opened 10 years now, and we were closed for lunch for most of that period of time, so we had to retrain customers that were open.
Yeah.
And so this is great for us because it just gets the word out that we're open for lunch. And yesterday we saw huge amount of people, and most of those faces were new faces.
That's got to be good for business and good for the psyche, too.
Oh, yeah, it is. Great. And, you know, we did a $15 prefix at lunch, and it's like a choice of two entrees and a dessert. And then for dinner, we're doing a $29 prefix.
Well, give us some specifics about what Bistro 29 is doing in terms of menu items this week.
Yeah, well, what we're trying to do is focus in on, you know, what we do.
Very
of course,
French.
Yes,
of French. Course, French cuisine.
So like for lunch, for example, we have a choice between a croque monsieur with a green salad, local green salad, or a buckwheat crepe. So half of our menu is buckwheat crepes.
Really?
Yeah, my wife is from the northwest of France, the 29th department of France.
Uh-huh, hence the name. Okay.
Yes, and so we're doing buckwheat crepe with flake poached salmon, arugula, shaved red onions, capers, and creme fraiche.
Yum.
So it's kind of an open-faced buckwheat crepe. And then for dessert, we have a lemon posset with whipped cream and fresh huckleberries.
Huckleberries. Do we grow huckleberries around here?
No,
we
don't
grow
huckleberries. That's the non-local part.
Yeah.
But the lemon posset, I use some Meyer lemons actually from my garden.
Very nice. Very
nice. So that's
nice.
And then at dinner time, we're doing the $29 prefix. And we do a changing amuse-bouche for the first course. For the amuse-bouche. Then our first course, we have a choice between a seasonal soup. Like tonight, we're going to have a roasted cauliflower with smoky blue cheese as a garnish.
Ooh.
And we have a salad of local greens, pear, lardon, and What's the other thing? Oh, Point Reyes blue cheese. Then for entrees, we have a choice between beef carbonade, which is braised in some local beer, some onions.
Oh, that's got to be good.
Yeah, we have a snapper with a saffron risotto cake, fish fumet spiced with chorizo spices and little English pea shoots on top.
Very good.
Yeah,
very good.
There's some choices.
Now, Brian, how long have you been in the restaurant biz here in Sonoma County?
Too long. I've been in it for 24 years now.
And how have you seen, it must be striking, the difference in foodie attention to Sonoma County? I mean, a lot of people are coming here for way more than the wine.
Yeah. When I first started off... years ago, I worked in the same location that I'm at now for another restaurant, and lunch was packed, dinner was packed. People come and do their, you know, their, what do you call it, two martini lunch kind of thing, you know?
Right.
And then, you know, in early 2000s, you know, when stock market went down and the economy wasn't too great, a lot of people went away from that. More people were eating in their offices and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I see an incline of people eating out. And of course, now there's more restaurants available for people, you know, to eat at. Downtown Santa Rosa 20 years ago had a couple restaurants and, you know, and
it's really becoming a destination location when it comes to people who love food, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, Sonoma County in a whole has always been really good for food people. Santa Rosa kind of had more of the casual eateries downtown.
Right.
I think now more are coming in. There's a couple new ones that are going to be moving in on 4th Street, and I think that'll help myself as well. You know, more competition, more people to come down, more people to eat. And I really hope that brings, you know.
And what has the reunification and the sort of resurgence of Courthouse Square, has that had an effect on your restaurant or you as a businessman?
During the construction, it had.
During the construction,
it had a good effect on me, actually.
Because really?
People had to park on Fifth Street. People had to drive down Fifth Street. So more people saw us.
Okay.
And more people saw it as a deterrent to go to 4th, to 3rd, and that kind of a thing, unfortunately, because it wasn't that big of a hindrance, really. But now that it's reunified and that, I think it's a good thing. You know, I see more, like I say, more places moving in. I think it's going to just take time for people to build up and know what's going on downtown.
Exactly.
People are worried, but I seem to see more parking near the square than it seemed like there was before.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. And certainly, you know, we're really developing it as the event place, you know, for certain larger events. We saw it during the Winter Light Celebration and we saw it for many events after the fires and certainly New Year's Eve. And now St. Patrick's Day is supposed to be pretty big downtown too. So I think the more it becomes that gathering place for Santa Rosa and Sonoma County, probably the more business you're going to get too.
Oh yeah, I'd assume so. We've had both the Vine Man, the larger, the 70-mile one and the 100-mile one, and that brought a ton of people downtown. For restaurants and bars, it was great. For other businesses, I'm not sure how exactly it worked out for them. But we are definitely seeing more people come downtown now, and more people means more customers, you know.
And that's always good.
Yeah.
So remind everybody where Bistro 29 is located.
We're at 620 Fifth Street, downtown Santa Rosa. We're open Tuesday through Friday for lunch, 11:30 to 2. Tuesday through Saturday, dinner service starting at 5 and closed on Sundays and Mondays.
And reservations required?
Not
especially
required,
during
restaurant week.
Yeah.
I mean, we're pretty booked up right now as it is, so it's good to call ahead, find out if we have any space available, because walk-ins sometimes, unfortunately, we have to turn over. We're a small restaurant.
And you don't want to, sure, but you don't want to do that.
No,
So make a reservation for Bistro 29.
Yes.
Now, as a restaurateur, is there an established way to get all of the information from the restaurants about what success they were experiencing during restaurant week? Is there a way to figure that out after restaurant week is over?
Well, I know Nate from the Sonoma County Economic Development Board. He's putting this on, or helping put this
certainly,
on.
Yeah.
And he asks for surveys at the end. We get these little cards that when somebody comes in, they fill it out, and so they see how much they're spending per person. You know what they, how many times a week they went out. They could track all that, and at the end, they give us that information. It's always nice to see.
Yeah, it's good for you as a restaurateur. It's also good for us as a community to figure out how well this promotion is working, and to give them even more reason to do it twice a year, Brian.
Yeah. I hope they do. You know.
Yeah. It sounds like a great idea. Well, congratulations on the success. You know, any restaurant that stays in business beyond 2 years, there's a success right there, right?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for being here. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too. And I brought you a little
what is in that jar?
Of our lemon posset. I was running a little behind, so I brought that. It's the huckleberries.
The huckleberries on top.
So you could go ahead and eat that.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, I don't mind if I do. Thank you doing that. Yeah, Thanks for bringing it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and continued success.
Thank you.
At Bistro 29 on 5th Street in downtown Santa Rosa, part of Restaurant Week, and of course, open way beyond Restaurant Week. And yeah, this is a great idea. I think we should float the idea in front of the powers that be to why not have two restaurant weeks? It really gives us a good idea for a lot of the restaurants that we maybe wouldn't ordinarily go to. Maybe they're too expensive. Maybe, you know, we're a little intimidated by them and for no particular need. But we'll see what the powers that be have to say about an extension of Restaurant Week. It certainly is something really timely and really pertinent as we try to shore up all businesses in Sonoma County after the fires. Can you believe it's been 5 months? 5 months today, calendar months, I should say, since the October wildfires. Take a look around. You can certainly see the effects. That's going to be true for years, but seeing the progress is really important, too.